On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity, and to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, Heather, kind of an interesting trade, range-bound slightly higher here as we're now to that point of the G20 summit taking place. I know the market was really focusing on that. We'll hit on that in a moment. First of all, give us the numbers. Where did we end yesterday compared to a week ago?
Well, Chad, I am pleased to say that every commodity we're going to talk about is in the green this week. So we're seeing week-over-week changes for corn, that March 19 board up 7.25, DEIS 19 up 4.5. If you look out at the soybeans, January 19, so this nearby, up about 13.75 week-over-week, November 2019 up 8.75. And then looking at our wheat, our Kansas City wheat board as well, July 19, new crop Kansas City wheat up 10.5 for the week. So a really great recovery week going into this G20, and hopefully we can maintain that momentum.
Yeah, and we kind of want to talk about that. I mean, we've hashed it out what it could mean for the market one way or the other, but maybe just a word of caution. What do you think Sunday night's trade into Monday's day session could be kind of interesting, huh?
Yeah, I almost feel like for me personally, as someone who looks at the markets every single day, I check them periodically. I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm just not going to look Sunday night, because Sunday night could be real interesting either direction. We could have knee-jerk reactions out of that state dinner between Trump and President Chi. So that could be a real wild Sunday night. If you've got, you know, resting orders in for any offers or things like that, there's always, you know, a chance that with that wild market we can bump up and spike up and hit something. So that Sunday night trade could be really interesting. It's our first chance to get back to the market after discussions happen between the U.S. and all of these attending countries here today and tomorrow. So that will be really interesting. It's probably going to be crazy within the first couple hours. If it's real strong indication one way or the other, we might maintain that level. If not, we'll probably back off, just kind of like we have been doing here through this week. We get a real hot spike in volume. We trade a lot of stuff, then we kind of come back down and back off. But I would definitely say that Sunday night's probably our indicator for where we go with the rest of the week's trade. So that ought to be interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on it, or I don't know. I don't know that I really want to keep an eye on it. Personally, it scares me a little bit.
Well, and, you know, that's kind of a good transition into perspective for the market, because, you know, the market's going to trade how it's going to. It'll settle out again. It'll find its equilibrium. And, you know, looking ahead to new crop sales, 2019 corn, sneaking back up to some decent levels, huh?
Yeah, you know, in this week here, we've just seen the December 2019 quietly come back up to that $4 futures mark. And I don't know how many times I've heard guys say, oh, $4 corn, I'll sell. Well, today we actually did pop up to that $4 futures mark again during the trade. We closed in that $3.99 mark. And quite frankly, if you have not done any forward selling for 2019, there is no reason why we're not close enough at this $3.99 mark to go ahead and pull the trigger. We kind of did some talking off air here, and I think you've got to put it in a perspective what we're talking about here. Guys that hold out for that psychological $4 futures number, if you're not pulling the trigger at $3.99 when you get the opportunity, let's just say it's 25,000 bushels. We're talking about a penny difference here. That's $250. In the grand scheme of things, is it worth losing out on that $3.99 or $4 equivalent futures price for $250 and a penny that we're talking about? So there's a lot of perspective you got to put into grain marketing, especially when we start looking at new crop numbers, things like that. You start to feel like, I need $4 futures. We're not there. We're $3.99. We're so close. I'll put in an order at $4 futures. Well, you know, there's always a good likelihood that you may not fill that $4 futures and you lost it over $250, you know, if you're looking at 25,000 bushels. So just something to put in perspective when you're looking through these values, and if you're getting close to numbers that make you want to pull the trigger. I think, like I've mentioned before, you know, we're sitting here already, you know, 20-25% sold up on the DEIS-19 crop. We're starting to, if there's any laggers or guys lagging behind here, we're getting additional base bushels put on for those guys. And then firming up 2019 numbers so that, you know, come February, March, we can go in and put a solid game plan together on these averaging programs that we utilize and get this book running. Now, with beans, You know, that's another real interesting thing to look at as well. Some people in the market feel like 950 bean futures is kind of our target catalyst point, if you kind of look at it like that. So at 950 is when we might break this, you know, faux glass ceiling we've got going on, and we might be able to shoot higher than that. We're actually not terribly far off from that. We traded 942 futures for a high today. Settled back out at this 938 mark, 939 mark. So not terribly far off. You know, if we could get a couple good rounds of political vibes out of the market here, then we might see 950 come. And then I think it's really important to have your targets in place. Maybe it's a 955, 970, 98, whatever those numbers are. I think you've got to have them in place and know where they are and be able to pull the trigger on them.
Yep, very good. It all comes down to having that plan and putting it together and then following through on it. Always good to talk to you, Heather. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Chad.
Again, that's Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. More information with them, call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.